Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's Pizza Month plus chickens and Donnie Baker's on the show. Coming up right after this.
There's times when a man wants to sink his teeth into something that's so good, so unforgettably delicious, so darn tasty that denying him even one flavorful moment would be akin to stealing his horse or insulting his mother. That's why when I have a hankering for hearty, hunger-satisfying food, nothing better stand in my way.
Well, well, looky here. Somebody done left me a big plate of grub. Don't mind if I do.
Cowboy, you take one more step and touch these, and you're going to lose a lot more than just your reaching arm.
Aw, you're yellow. You ain't got to.
Wow.
Girl Scout cookies. It's what's for dinner.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, there's Josh Arnold.
Cheers.
Hello, there's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
My dude.
I'm Chick McGee, and in case you missed it, Ace is having a different pizza every day for the month of March.
That's not correct.
And here's
he's having pizza Tom for every meal.
Every meal. Every
month of March.
Have you ordered one yet? Just got a regular pie?
I was going to do it this weekend.
Nice, man.
He was waiting for Tom's
pizza. You order pizza to be delivered to your house?
No, I pick it up.
I was going to say, I don't. Yeah.
What?
Cutting corners.
Come on, man. At least once this month, you got to let the pizza come to you.
No, there's no way. No.
Oh.
They overcharge or something.
They expect a tip. Ace, it's my money. I'm giving you pizza money. You, that would include a tip.
You don't know what a pizza costs these days.
Nobody's saying anything about inflation on pizza.
I'm paying for them. You have my permission to enjoy them and not think about the
price.
Who
was that candidate that lost the nomination because he didn't know how much a pizza cost in America? Who was that?
Is that a thing?
It was milk. I was just being silly.
Oh. No, there was a...
Who was the milk person?
There was
Harvey?
Something like that. You're actually correct.
Very funny, Pat.
Harvey Milk. You said politician.
He didn't just lose
an election.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough. Josh.
He not assassinated?
Yes, he was assassinated. Yes.
I wasn't making a joke.
Hey, he said, desperately trying to change the subject. Hey, Josh?
Yeah.
Shut up!
Okay. Thank you.
Chick, you big dummy, you say you're from Ohio, and I am, but you don't know about the Sauerkraut Festival in Waynesville, Ohio. Every October, they have sauerkraut ice cream.
They do. I'm a fan of sauerkraut, but that seems...
I'd like to have the ice cream concession right next to it. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, stuff that's edible. Coming up, we're trying to get an answer. Can a 20-year-old chicken lay eggs?
I've got a bit of an answer
it.
Here.
Oh, please,
Chris. And apparently, Pat, you said your thought is they go through what?
Henopause.
That's
much better than eggopause.
I think they're both very nice. Because the world record chicken is 20 years old. Can she?
I doubt it. Go ahead.
This is not 20. So, Christy, you may have a better answer, but Brian does let us know he has a Rhode Island Red. Those are very nice.
Those are very nice.
Started laying for her ninth year.
Oh, yeah, lay, baby.
And two Wyandottes? I don't know how to pronounce this.
That's Wyandotte is how it's pronounced. It's
Thank you.
Native American Ohio.
Okay, they're a chicken breed apparently also, and they're eight and still laying eggs.
That's very rare. According to this, the average age is 6 to 7 years of retirement, but many will lay eggs from 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
So the 20-year-old chicken, whose name is Peanut.
No way. She lives
in Michigan. Okay. And she's free range, I understand, because she's got dementia, has no idea where she is.
Oh, Jesus. Is that how we're going to start referring to older people with dementia? No, she's free range.
Hey, I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom.
This is me.
Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you, sir?
Good. I hate to go on Mythbusters on you, but I know for a fact chickens can lay eggs at 20 years.
Oh, really?
to God, because I had some nuggets at a truck stop last week that had to come from a 20-year-old chicken.
Yeah, I swear to God. I hear you, brother.
Man, I'm so beat. I'm dragging ass today because yesterday we had to stay 3 hours late after work and take a CPR certification course.
Uh-huh.
I already got my GED. I don't need my master's. You know, I put in a full shift. Then I got to hang out for another 3 hours with Dixie at work free of charge. Man, if I wanted to hang out with Dixie from work after hours, I'd just join a food court. I swear to God.
You know? Really?
They say we had to take this stupid course in case somebody at work has a heart attack at work. Like, what are those odds? You know? I know someone who has a heart attack, it better be Tammy with the huge hammers and accounting. Because she's the only one in this entire place I'm willing to lock lips with. Yeah. Swear to God, man. I'll say it like this. If my boss Randy drops on the job, they better not look to me for help. I've already signed a DNR for him. You know? And you don't need to waste time calling 911. Just call a coroner, because if he's banking on me for help, Randy, you're going closed casket, and I'll say it right to your face. Oh, and they taught us how to use the defibrillator. Yeah, that's real smart. Hey, let's name the most important machine in a building something nobody can pronounce. I call it the Nikki Six because basically it kickstarts your heart.
Yeah.
They was bragging about how this defibrillator is a, like it does its own, like it's smarter than us. You put it in place, it's like a crock pot. You just set it and forget it. Well, that's all good, except for I bet you $30 at Tweaker Kevin on the die press, he'll swipe the batteries and Cadillac converter off of it by noon today. But how good can it be without its guts? You know, I go to all this trouble to take a stupid class. Get this, now I've got a report to HR because the Tammy I talked about, she got offended when I asked her if we could go back to her place so I could practice more chest compressions.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I swear to God, you can't even give a woman a compliment nowadays without it going all the way to HR.
Yeah.
And then they get all butthurt when I try to show her that the carotid artery starts in the crouch. That's what God it does. Oh, Christy, I'll give you a lesson later.
Thank you. That's very, very helpful.
Call it an AED. That makes it easier to say.
What's that now?
The defibrillator. It's an AED.
Too many triple initials. I can't keep up.
Can't keep up with an AED?
No. There's a, no.
What about ATM? You know what that is?
Yeah.
And not to get money. You know
what I'm talking about. You know,
see, ATM. There's the thing. You got conflicting. Same with, what is it, BBC?
Yeah.
It's not just the British Broadcasting Company. It's some porno thing you guys like to watch.
Big Black Sea.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you? I mean, seriously.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
How many triple letter things do you think that you could, if I gave you one?
WWF always confused me as a kid.
Hundreds.
Or a younger person.
Well, WWF, they lost a court case. They had to change it.
WWE.
Because the world was it the
That's
world?
Why they changed
yeah,
it?
The world,
they
combined. The World Wildlife, whatever it is, Federation or Fund owned that, and they made them swap it out.
Yep.
I thought it was just because they combined WWF and WWE and then just went with WWE.
No, stupid.
I am, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, look at Josh. Ace is laughing right in your face.
Well, he knows much more about the wrestling than I do. I just like to watch it.
Do we have the dunce cap with
study,
the headphones
on?
We
can... I don't see it anywhere over here.
Did you ever have a dunce cap when you were in school? Did they ever?
No,
because
did
I
you?
Didn't grow
did
up
you?
In the
20s?
With the Ingles on Little House on the Prairie.
No
I
kidding.
Didn't, grow up. How old? I know you're older than me, but I didn't think it was that much. Holy
hell. You did not have.
No, but I can remember seeing it on TV and thinking, yikes. Even as a kid, you're going, I don't know much about psychology. This is what happened to Charles Manson. Can't do that to a kid.
Put this cone on and sit
public humiliation for a first grader. They do it other ways anyway now. Can't help it. Pat, you have a tribute to CPR?
Yeah, yesterday was a little rough on me. We took a 3-hour class to be certified to give CPR. We learned the Heimlich and how to use an AED. I had a hard time paying attention since I'd been up since 4 a.m. But I listened to the teacher attentively. She told us how hard to pump and how much to count and when to blow. We attached these sticky pads to the dummy's heart. We were on our knees pumping furiously, and I had some pain in my chest. Now I'm the one who might need a jump start. I had a heart attack giving CPR to a mannequin. Ended up on a gurney somehow. Ironically, I was pumping hard to the beat of Staying Alive. Tell me, who's the big dummy now? I had a heart attack giving CPR to a mannequin, but at least I got my certificate.
I loved it. No, yes, very good.
Thank you.
And is it not true that you're supposed to sing the song "Staying Alive"?
100 to 120.
It's the right
count.
Number of
yes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, you can do "Staying Alive."
It's not the way it goes at all.
Or "Another One Bites the Dust." Another one, was kind of Queen. Inappropriate.
Or you could do "Baby Shark," which that one's going to stick
what
with
she
me.
Said. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark,
and you pump to that one. Okay.
You got to push hard, too. Two inches into the chest, 2.5 inches.
Don't sing while you do it, though. Seems a little insensitive.
Yeah.
Tom, there's no one in my adult life that can describe a video better than you. So I'm going to show you guys this video that I just ran across on Twitter. This is, Tom, please start to explain. What do you see?
I see a fence. It looks like you're holding it.
Like a wrought
iron fence. Looks like it's about 7 to 8 feet high.
Yeah, it's pretty
high. What's in front of it?
It looks like an alligator.
That's exactly right. Now,
Is it on a paved surface?
It looks like he's laying on a road and he's up with his snout right at the wrought iron fence, I believe. Yep. Wrought iron. Okay. Now watch this bad boy go to work. Okay. Now we've all been around wrought iron fences, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if you think that's going to keep the alligators out of your yard, you're incredibly wrong.
He's managed to get the bars open. That must be that's probably an aluminum knockoff.
I don't know.
Wrought iron lookalike.
I don't tell yourself that if you want to feel comfortable, but look at that.
What's on the? Is there a dog or something on the other side?
I don't know. But
it's actually the White House on the other side of that fence.
Yeah, because it does look like the fence in front of it. How funny would that be?
Yeah.
The Secret Service guys run the other way. Hey, look, I didn't sign up for this.
This breaking report, President Biden was eaten by an alligator in the Rose Garden this afternoon.
That wouldn't be the first cold-blooded thing to go into the White House. Who's he talking about? America doesn't know!
Hey! Once again, Josh R.
Shut up! Vague political commentary.
Who's he talking about?
You know what president I hated? The white male.
Yeah.
Who's he talking about?
I think you got 45 to pick, buddy.
Let's see now.
Anyway, I thought that was amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I don't think they make bargain basement wrought iron, do they? I mean, it's just that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not real wrought iron. That's some phony lookalike.
Lin-Manuel Miranda taught us, rot is rot is rot.
What? I don't even get that, and I've seen that play 3 times.
Yeah, love is love is love. It was his award speech.
Shut up!
God, thank you.
You're right, me. You're right.
You're right, me.
This button is great, man.
Now, I've got this letter. You keep talking about lunar time and Zulu time.
You sure do.
I think it's fascinating. I'm the only one here that has any love for the things celestial.
Oh, that's
well, we
not
like
true.
Space.
And once again, look
space.
To the west. You've got some cool planetary stuff going on.
It was the planet kiss it's last over. Night. It's over. Yeah.
They're talking about lunar time, that some organization wants to have a time zone on the moon. And then many military folks have said, no, there's already Zulu time. Just use that. Now, this is a fine letter here from Jason. It says, you're forgetting about it's chili time and it's spaghetti time, and for Ace, it's pizza time. This is the month. Ace is eating nothing but pizza. What was this morning's pizza, Ace?
Oh, for God's sake.
Shut up!
Something non-pizza-like.
It's healthy choice, turkey pepperoni.
Oh, that's a healthy choice, that's turkey pepperoni. Very,
now,
very good.
Now, what do they make turkey pepperoni out of?
Chicken.
Wow. Got a lot going on there. Is that sports?
No. I want to say that on this date in 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. And the closest we've gotten since is Kobe scored 81.
Wow.
So there you go.
And Wilt did it pre-three-pointer.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, but Wilt couldn't shoot a free throw, let alone a three-pointer. But, yeah, it's a lot of dunking.
Yeah. Is Kobe still going for the record?
The Big Dipper.
Oh, okay.
Shut up! Could you, do you have the Josh Arnold Angers the World audio?
Oh, I do.
Josh Arnold Angers the World.
Thank you very much. You happy now?
Have you seen these pictures?
To your left, you'll see a canyon.
Could we do anything to...
And that's sports.
That's sports.
Two players got 71 points this year.
Dame, Dame, look. Be a good sport, Christy.
German ice cream parlor is not serving... What was it? Sauerkraut ice cream? But it is serving cricket-flavored scoops with dried brown crickets on top.
Sick.
The unusual concoction, available at Thomas Michelino's store in southern Germany's town of Rottenburg.
Hey, we barely sell anything.
that doesn't sound like he's German.
No, it doesn't.
No. Is he from the German part of Italy?
That's right. Mr. Michelino has a habit of creating flavors that are far outside Germans. Typical preferences for strawberry, chocolate, banana, and vanilla ice cream. In the past, he's offered liver sausage and gorgonzola cheese ice cream, as well as gold-plated ice cream.
I remember that one. It doesn't even, it'd be much better if you gave it one of those cool, like, Ben and Jerry's names.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to have a ridiculous flavor, chunky chirp-chirp cricket or... lick it, cricket crunch or something.
Good word.
Not just cricket ice cream.
Chunky chirp chirp cricket.
I'd have tried.
Jiminy lick it.
There you go. Cool. Jiminy, that's good. Jiminy mint chip. I'd have trouble eating that because if I could see the crickets.
Mm. Yeah, the dried ones on top, well, that would throw you, wouldn't it?
With that's their little legs and everything.
Little sprinkles.
Remember Remember we tried the power bars made of crickets?
Yes, they were awful.
They had that aftertaste of cat turds. Yeah, they. I know that's the future of the world.
Can't really.
Glad I'll miss it.
Oh, jeez. You and me both, brother.
All food is now insect-based. Right. Really? Ever try a steak? Ever have a juicy ribeye? Mm-hmm. Nice piece of salmon.
I'm so glad Dad and Chick aren't here to see this. More grasshopper?
No.
Have they ever done one of those eating contests and had insects as the food?
Probably.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
They have?
Yeah. Sure.
With live bugs,
yeah, live
I would
bugs.
Imagine.
I mean, let's be honest. Shrimp are essentially bugs. You kidding
bugs
me?
Bugs of the sea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all bugs.
And now Josh Arnold angers America again.
Yeah, but see,
shrimp is essentially bugs. Yeah. But Kobe's dead.
But you don't eat the. You're not eating the little leggies that are tickling your.
You don't eat the shrimp legs? Wow. That's where all the flavor is.
You don't have to.
Shrimp
about.
Legs? No, yeah.
Shrimp heads? You don't eat the shrimp heads? Fry them up?
No, I don't.
You know what?
And I've got I've got $100 says you don't eat.
I have just seen saying. It done though.
No, thank you.
Hey, go get you some shrimp head gumbo.
No, I'm not.
I've seen videos of a guy eating a Coke bottle, so you can eat anything. It doesn't mean either.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.